Unleash your inner happiness and strengthen your identity in Christ.
I'm Kelly Jean Pittman, and this is my amazing daughter, Jaina. We're a mom and daughter duo who unapologetically focus on living a Christ-centered life. Through biblical teachings and the latest research on brain health, we'll share solutions and inspiration.
From strengthening family relationships to overcoming daily emotional and spiritual battles, you'll grow spiritually and emotionally as you discover God's immense peace.
By putting God first, we'll help you to faithfully and unapologetically share the truth of Christ with those around you.
And if you want to learn more about our journey in following Christ and breaking free from anxious thoughts, check out my mom's book, Unleashing Happiness. It is now available on Amazon.
We're honored to share this time with you and pray that the Lord reveal His beauty in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome, beautiful listeners.
Welcome back, guys.
Yes, we're so excited to be in the recording studio again. 2024, celebrating the new year.
Yeah, honestly, I'm in a little disbelief that we're back in. It's been a really, really long time, but Mom has some really exciting news to share.
I do. We've had a little hiatus, but there's been a good reason for it. It's like I've been working on a book, and it's about to publish in a week, and I have author's proof right in my hand right now, and it's titled Unleashing Happiness. And the subtitle is How I Help Free My Child from Anxious Thoughts, and really, it chronicles our journey. Jane has been a big part and has allowed me to share our journey and actually overcoming anxious thoughts that kind of like to control her mind and our mind. It's like I've learned so much myself on how to let that go. And God has brought me to so much knowledge along this journey. And it's really like it is His authority that I write this book, in His authority, because He's guided us all the way, and it is His power that has shown up all the way through. But in it, Unleashing Happiness, that's the title of this podcast.
Yeah, the two essentials in Unleashing Happiness.
Yeah.
If you were to read her book, these are two very important things that we would want you to get out of the book.
Right, and the book goes into much more detail, particularly on one aspect, and we'll talk about that aspect later, but for right now, you don't have to wait. So, the two essentials, starting out. Number one, you want to be the revealer.
Yeah, so number one is having a relationship with God.
Woohoo! Yes! Happy New Year! It's essential. If you don't have one with God, now is the best time to get started.
As we're moving through 2024, we hope and we pray that you are able to foster a relationship with God. It's so important, and it's not, it doesn't have to be anything complicated or strenuous. God just wants us to know Him. He wants us to be in relationship with Him. He wants us to just simply be in His glory and His presence, because life is so much better with Jesus.
Right, and you can always deepen that relationship.
Yeah.
Like, every year, it's like I've deepened my relationship. And I've always believed in God, but when I really drew closer was when I started talking to Him daily. Like, having a conversation with Him, as opposed to just going to Him for my needs and praying for what I wanted and then going on my married life. That's how the first part of my relationship was with God. And don't get me wrong, that's a great place to start. And it did suit me well to some degree, but where it really took off and it really changed was that daily communication and praying and worshiping and listening and thanking God every day as a process. And how does this all tie into happiness, you may be asking? That relationship with God is what really gives us true happiness.
Yeah.
And what is true happiness?
Yeah. This is not cliche happiness like I get when I buy a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Or eat ice cream.
Ooh.
Or whatever.
Very exciting.
It's happiness that comes from within. It's overflowing. It's an overflowing cup that just, it doesn't matter what circumstances I'm going through. It doesn't matter who's around me or what I'm facing. It's just, I can find happiness in the Lord and knowing that He is with me and that I am a child of the One True King.
Amen. Yes, it's not fleeting. Right? And so it's not short term. It's like those shoes and that ice cream, very exciting in a lot of people's lives. But once it's gone, well, you know what? I want more.
Yeah. Well, it's only a novelty for so long. And it just doesn't matter after that.
Right. And that's not the kind of happiness that we're talking about. It's exactly as Jana said. It's long term. It's
satisfying.
It is satisfying. It doesn't leave you wanting for more. And I think a perfect example is I made these wonderful ice cream chocolate martinis with a peppermint stick for Christmas Eve before we opened presents. And they're served in martini glasses, no alcohol, but so some people question.
It's like, it's an ice cream float in a martini glass.
And it tastes divine.
It does. It really is yummy.
And I don't even eat that much sugar or ice cream, but I finished my martini. It was like, you know what? I want another. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't satisfying because it made me want more. It made me very happy, but I wasn't content.
Yeah.
And so we're not talking about that kind of happiness because that is so fleeting, and in the end, it can leave you discontented.
Yeah.
So unleashing the happiness that we're talking about is a happiness that is hard to explain in words. That's the only way I can describe it.
Yeah.
Got the happiness that resides, that joy, that peace that resides inside, that comes from God, and it's not, I think as Jada just said, it's not dependent upon things. Mm-hmm. It's not dependent upon people. It's not dependent upon circumstances. And so that is a happiness that for many can be hard to find, especially in this world because it's so chaotic. Because, yeah, you get a little bit of happiness, but then there's something right around the corner to tank it.
Yeah, but that's where the relationship with God comes in. He's so satisfying and so grounding that you have a base where you don't get distracted. You don't have to search or be unsatisfied. Like, you're not going from one temporary thing to another. Like, God is constant. He doesn't change. And he's always there, and you can go to him with whatever. And that's why it's so key to have a relationship with him, is because he truly does unleash happiness.
And that comes from inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's internal. It's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
It's not caused by any physical thing.
No.
I think that's really important. And going back to Christmas, it's also, like, we had some difficult things and events happen during Christmas. And I could have easily had it tank the whole holiday and not find any joy in it. But there was, like, so much joy and so much gratitude and so much happiness, despite when I tell people, like, oh my gosh, that sounds so stressful. I don't even know how you managed. But I'm like, no, it was God. It was my relationship with God that really shined through. And then the celebration of Jesus' birth and then being with family, that I didn't need something physical, like, to give me that happiness. And things didn't go as planned, and I didn't need it to go as planned to give me that happiness, if that makes sense. But it was there because it was of God.
Yeah.
And it was that peace and that joy that resided just in the circumstances and the time that I got to spend with family, even though it wasn't how I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of God's happiness. Things don't have to turn out perfectly, and you still can find that unbelievable happiness coming from within inside that God gives us. And so we have a Bible verse that goes beautifully with this.
Yeah, and it's Proverbs 16:20. It's from the New Living Translation, and it says, "Those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust in the Lord will be joyful."
Amen.
I really like this one. Those who listen to instruction will prosper. I've heard this before. Like, when you start following God, when you become a believer, life doesn't become easy, but it becomes more simple. And I think that when you're trying to find happiness, oftentimes, I mean, for me, I'm like, I know everything. I know exactly what to do. And I'm like, okay, God, you know, bless what I've already decided to do. But that's not having a relationship with God. That's not, there's no trust in that. It's just telling him, putting God in a box. But with this,
right,
instead of it being on me, dependent on me, it's dependent on God and listening rather than telling. And exactly. Then that's where you will get prosperity and that true happiness.
Right, because you've opened up your heart to him, and mm-hmm. you're saying, let God's will be done,
yeah.
and you're following him.
And that's, like, where you find that, you know, your happiness, your joy is not dependent on circumstances, but it's through following him where you find deeper happiness, deeper prosperity.
Exactly, and that's even to the point of even, like, with this last Christmas, it's like I bought all these gifts and did all this stuff, and I did it really early, and I'm like, well, this is kind of silly, and I wanted to wait and do it with Jaina, and, you know, I had all these plans, but I felt propelled, and I've learned from the past that, you know, that's the way that God speaks to me. The mm-hmm. Holy Spirit speaks to me. He puts this thought in my mind and just do it, and when I start trying to reason why I shouldn't do it, I know that, okay, this is, just do it.
Yeah.
God, you know, usually it becomes clear why I end up doing it. It became very clear. It's like I had everything was kind of set into place for this event to happen. Everything almost magically, it wasn't magic, it was God's divine planning, but it felt like magic despite kind of the chaos. Everything fell into place beautifully.
Yeah.
And that was listening to God and following his will.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times for me, what I like to do, I just make things more complicated. I am such an expert at complicating everything. So it's so easy. So I find it so much easier, like you said, that simplified.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, I don't have to overthink this, overcomplicate it.
Yeah.
Just pray and let God guide me. Trust, you know, that he will show me what to do yeah. when I need
it. And you found a lot of joy in that, too.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's why I continue to do it, because it's amazing, really.
Yeah.
How God can work and give that peace and give that internal joy.
Yeah.
And kind of that's the book in Unleashing Happiness. That's really, throughout it all, it talks about immense struggles that we went through. But it's like God kept showing up and kept giving peace in incredible circumstances that are incredibly challenging. And so when you experience that, that's not anything that I want to give up.
No.
God's peace, that happiness, that joy.
No. I mean, in the moment, it's really, really, really difficult. And even the Lord is so good and so, so sovereign. But I also think that sometimes he gives us what we want only for us to find out and go back to him and be like, wow, Lord, that is actually not something that I wanted. And I want your way. I want your will to be done.
Yes.
And it's quite beautiful when that happens, because I come back to the Lord and I realize that, wow, that was not something that I desire anymore. Like, Lord, I want what you want. And it's really beautiful, and it brings joy.
Absolutely. I have learned to people that maybe don't understand God or following his will, like exactly maybe what it means, or maybe they don't even believe in God, because they'll ask me what I want or what I'm going to do, and I'll be like, I don't know, I'm waiting on God to show me. I don't know, because I found from experience, like you said, it's like I can exert a lot of energy on trying to figure things out,
mm-hmm.
or to get that stuck in my, I want things this way, and then I get them this way, and I'm like, that didn't work out how I thought, and it's like, I don't have the big picture. I was had tunnel vision, and boy, things could turn out better. God's way always turns out
mm-hmm.
better. So I really want to follow God's will.
Absolutely.
And unleashing that happiness, it's that, yes, you have to not only have that relationship with God, but follow his instruction, do his mm-hmm. will.
Yeah. But there's also another thing.
Are we talking about point two now?
Point two.
Point two, the essential number two.
Essential number two.
And this is big.
This one's big, but
not as big as God. But God designed a beautiful and amazing brain.
Yeah.
And that's the second essential to happiness, is to have a healthy brain. We really want to cultivate, create, nurture our brain, because that controls, it's the master controller of everything that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Being in contact with people close with me that have memory issues or dementia, it brings it home even clearer how important it is to take care of our health, and take most importantly our brain, because our brain controls not only our thoughts but all our body functions.
Yeah.
And so when the brain's inflamed, when the brain is struggling, when the brain's dysregulated, it affects every aspect, including thoughts and our ability to communicate with God. Because if our brain's dysregulated and we get stuck in different thoughts or different ideas, it can be really hard to even access God sometimes.
Yeah.
So that brain piece is really important.
Yeah. I know all about getting stuck. I often find myself, you know, screens are obviously very much a thing that...
Oh my goodness.
...is here and it's here to stay. And it was really hard for me at first to kind of control the amount of screen time that I was consuming. Like, I don't know.
It's hard for everyone.
And yeah. Even, like, for school, I'm, like, on a computer and working on schoolwork and sitting in front of a computer for up to maybe 6 hours a day because that's what my workload requires. But it definitely activates something in the brain that makes me feel really kind of in the zone, but not in a good way. Puts me out of it, where I'm like, okay, right. No one talk to me. I literally don't have the brain capacity or the energy to talk to anybody or do anything besides exactly what I want to do right now.
Exactly. And you're right. And when you hit that point, right, where it's like, oh, I can't handle anything. I can't do anything. Yeah. Everybody go away. That is a very stressed and dysregulated brain. You're not thriving. You're surviving. You're trying to survive. And that's kind of a red flag that, hey, that you do have some things maybe going on with your brain health that maybe you do need to address. And screens are so important with the brain. They actually change. Research shows that they actually change the brain. And they definitely affect a child's developing brain more than an adult brain who's already matured.
Mm-hmm.
A younger brain is much more influenced by screens. It's why we're seeing so many problems, particularly with children and younger children. And it's so important that in my book, I have a whole chapter devoted to it and on screen health. But
yeah.
it's just so critical. Our society is not kind to the brain right now. And it's not supportive. It's like a lot of the things that we do, from the toxins in the environment, from the screens, to the lack of movement, to sleep. A lot of people are not sleeping well, I think.
Yes, that's a big thing I've noticed. I mean, even, you know, at school or work or wherever, people just think that sleep, they don't need it. And that's so wrong.
Right, because sleep is absolutely critical for a healthy brain. You cannot have a healthy brain if you don't have a good sleep cycle. Mm-hmm. And I have a Bible verse that I'd like to read that really supports this brain health, like the number 2 in happiness. And it's 1 Corinthians, and it's chapter 3, and it's verses 16 through 17. And it says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." You and you and me, we're all that temple. I mean, this is really kind of mind-blowing to me, if you can kind of understand what this is telling us.
Yeah. I mean, at first, when I heard this, I was kind of just, oh, that's whatever, you know. Temple, big deal.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's easy to put it off. It's kind of hard to understand. So it's just like, whatever. That's like, whatever. Old.
I mean, especially when I was younger, metaphors, over my head. Didn't understand it. But I recently took this class and it was so eye-opening. The temple was incredibly important. I won't exactly go into details. The temple back in Jesus' days was massive. It would take up, it was like the crown jewel. It was the crown jewel of the town. And so it was just this huge thing, and it was tall and it was big, and I can't remember if it was 21 or 23 football fields long.
Like,
wow. That's to me, that's, I can think of a big
immense
building, but that's immense.
Yeah.
And that's where people would give sacrifices, and sacrifices were incredibly important. Now we don't sacrifice anything because With Jesus' sacrifice, that was the final sacrifice.
He was our final.
So we don't give sacrifices, but the way that you would make yourself right with God was by sacrificing. That was how you atoned for your sins. And so that was very, 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 very important. And then also, the temple held the holy of holies, which was where they believed God's presence resided, and the high priest could go in there once a year, and it was, like, this place, wildly sacred, wildly holy. So for God to be comparing our bodies, our minds, his creation, us, to the temple, it means something. It means that we need to be taken care of our bodies, we need to be taking care of our minds, what we consume, having clean hearts.
Yes, amen. Yeah, I love that. And like you said, like the high priest could only go there once a year, and we're the temple, the house of God, 24/7. I mean,
wow, we have access to him all of the time, and that's what? That says something. Like, we're number one, we have access to him, but we also hold him. Like, what?
Yes, amen. What an amazing, miraculous gift to be housing him within us. God lives within us. Mm-hmm. And so he dwells in us, so we don't want to destroy what he is in. That's where I think it becomes really important, like you had just said, that we really want to make sure that we're taking care of our health. Mm-hmm. And like you say, our brain is really what runs the whole system.
Yeah.
So that's where we really want to focus our energies on. And you can get down to just the basics. It's like the food we eat. You want to eat what God designed us mm-hmm. to eat. So it's like his creation, his fruits, his vegetables, meat, stuff that comes from the earth that he designed. And grains. You can eat grains. We avoid gluten-free, but they're contaminated and genetically modified. And actually, I just get sick with gluten, so, but that's not uncommon, but it also gives brain fog and a lot of other things, but, and then toxins, sleep, and then movement is yep. really big. The brain actually learns by movement, it grows by movement, it makes more connections by movement. When you're not moving, the brain actually starts pruning itself of connections, kind of dumbing down the network. And so that movement piece is really critical for people of all ages. Mm-hmm. And those are like the base brain health. But if you're interested in unleashing happiness, I go into that in a lot more detail because it's really important. And it's the things that we've incorporated into our life where we've seen immense changes, so much so that I wanted to share it with others should they want to learn more about it. But yeah. It is amazing. So that brain health, that relationship with God, and then that brain health to help maintain it so we can connect with him spiritually.
Yeah.
And then with others physically in this world and share God's love.
Yeah. That was a really good way of putting it. Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, one and two are not, they're not outside of each other. They actually support one another. Because how are you supposed to have a relationship with God and connect to God if you're not taking care of your mind? Like, you're not going to be able to reach him if you are pouring in things that are not of him. But then also, how are you supposed to have a healthy mind and body if you're not being led by the Spirit of how to take care of it? Like, God is our instruction manual. Going back to how these things work together, if you separate them, like, what's the point of being healthy just to be healthy? Like, there's no purpose in that besides that you want to be healthy, which is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
But it's also, like, what if it becomes an idol? What if it is something that is just striving for what?
You're worshiping yourself because you're cool and you're healthy and you're above everybody else. Yeah.
But when you have a relationship with God, it's, I'm taking care of my body because I'm honoring God with it. I'm glorifying him with it. And it's rooted in worship and
amen.
And grounded in wanting to build your relationship with him rather than self-worship or worship of fitness and health.
Yes, I love that. It's like light a fire under your New Year resolution and yes. get healthy and fit for God because you're amen. The temple.
Amen. Amen. Preach, come on.
Yes, you're the temple of God and you're going to have the great space for him. You're doing yes. it for him, not just for you. It's for God, yep. the Almighty who's given us everything.
Yeah, I mean, 1 Corinthians 10:31.
I love that.
Whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all for the glory of God.
I also want to point out that we know that there is sickness and disease and things that affect the body.
Mm-hmm.
and things that we don't necessarily have control over. And we understand that, so we're not, like, negating any of that. But for anybody, even those who are struggling with different things and mental health and physical issues, the basic way to, you know, reach that health, you have to start with the basics, and that's that brain health piece that we mm-hmm. talked about. It's the basics are always there. They're always going to help you move closer and health, and therefore closer to God.
Yeah.
Because I think the healthier we feel, the more open we are to people around us, and the more open we are to God. We have one more Bible verse that we'd like to share with you.
It's so good. It kind of just wraps up
what really we're talking about. Do you want to read it?
Yes. It's Romans 8:6. It says, "For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace." Which is actually really kind of flows into what we were talking about before. Like, if right. if you're focused on health just for the sake of health, then you might be too consumed with it. But well, if you're doing it for the glory of God, there's purpose behind it. There's holy passion
right
behind it.
Absolutely. So, because when you're focused on it, it's the physical.
It's the flesh.
When you're focused on the flesh, like, the flesh always dies.
Yep.
But when you're focused on it spiritually, it's everlasting life. Yeah. And it gives a good reason to.
You're practicing for eternity.
Yes, yes. And we want to have eternity's a long time. That's forever. So, as we close out, two essentials to unleashing happiness. Number one,
relationship with God.
Amen. Following and doing His will. You mm-hmm. have to take action in this relationship to draw closer to Him.
Mm-hmm.
You will find that happiness that is hard to explain in words.
Yeah. It really just, it sticks. Amazing. It's satisfying.
Yeah. It makes you whole. Mm-hmm. And number two, brain health. You really want to take the best care of your brain, as mm-hmm. good of care as you can, and understand what the essentials are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and with that, I just want to mention my book, Unleashing Happiness, which chronicles Jana's journey in brain health, kind of figuring things out and discovering that happiness from the inside. This is how we know. It's released. You can find it on Amazon, actually, on January 16th. Just type in Unleashing Happiness, Kelly Jean Pittman, and you'll get it.
Amen.
Amen. And for right now, Jana, would you like to close us out in prayer?
Yes. Please awesome. Join me in a prayer.
Amen.
Dear Jesus, I just thank you for the listener on the other side of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, would you continue to just watch over them, watch over mm-hmm. their circumstances and whatever they're going through, Lord. Lord, you are so good. And we thank you. We just bring you gratitude for our minds, our bodies, and our spirit, Lord, that we would be able to grow this year in our relationship with you, fostering just thankfulness and praise. Oh, you are so good. And Lord, I ask that you would just guide us and direct us in how to take care of our bodies and how to take care of our minds, Lord, that we want to glorify you with everything that we have, including the Amen. Temple that you have gifted us with. And so, Lord,
yes.
I just pray that any bondage or chains that are holding people back from pursuing a relationship with you or taking care of their bodies, Lord, that they would be broken in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And Lord, we just praise you and we give you thanks for everything that you are doing in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing this time with us. We are honored and we look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks.
We'll see you guys then.
Signing out. In faith and love.
Jana.
And Kelly. Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you are looking for more daily inspiration, go follow us on Instagram. We created an Instagram page and it's called faithfully_apologetic. So go there and give us a follow and a like and comment.
And you'll find inspiration, words of wisdom, and we're sharing God's love and word.
In faith and love.
Kelly.
And Jana. Bye.